A popular Outcast production.
Oh God. Okay.
Oh hey, now it's gone. Yeah. Numbers are moving.
No, we got it. We got it.
The lines are gone.
Yay. Yeah, you're usually pretty quiet and you sound so much I don't know. I think it's something with my microphone or headphones. I don't know.
Do I sound better?
You do.
I can barely hear myself.
That's fine. It wigs you out to hear yourself, so you don't have to. Yeah. As long as you can hear me.
Your voice sounds so smooth in these things, by the way.
I'm smooth. So welcome to episode 37 of the Girls on Girls podcast. We are one girl short tonight. Unfortunately, the weather turned to crap. We got ambushed by snow, and the lovely Lauren will not be joining us today because she lives out in bumblefuck middle of nowhere, and I only live 5 minutes from the studio, and Ashley, like, lives at the studio.
I'm next door.
Yeah, you're literally, like, the next room over.
Yeah, came out of my bedroom.
It's just the two of us today. I had thought about just calling Lauren and putting like my phone next to a microphone, but I was like, that's probably going to sound like shit.
Probably, unless she has, I think she might have Skype actually, but we didn't want to do two Skype ones in a row.
Yeah.
Because that turned to be kind of hard for Bill to
It did,
edit.
It did. It was, but it wasn't. It was just something that was going to be a little more time consuming than he had time for.
Right.
So, last episode, the Mark episode, if the audio's a little funky, it's because we didn't have time to do, I don't want to say proper editing, but proper editing. So hopefully next time we Skype, it'll go a little smoother. And
give us our feedback on it. Feedback on it. Let you know what you think.
I think Jeff did tell me it didn't sound too bad, but.
Oh, that's good.
You know, yeah.
I didn't listen.
Yeah, apparently the delay was too great on Mark's end of the recording for Bill to get it get all the gaps out properly and stitch it together. So next time we have a Skype, we'll try to make it when Bill has time to do a full episode edit.
Yeah.
So sorry, Bill.
Yeah, we love you. Sometimes.
Most of the times. Oh, hey, the purple post-it pad was under the soundboard for some reason.
Hmm. Maybe Bill's hiding it. I doubt it. He probably just lost it.
I flip over the post-it notes and it says, anyone can draw. In 200 years, they'll sell paper and pencils at the Ren Fair. I don't even... I'm just going to put that back and let someone else
find it. Sweetie, what are you doing?
I don't know. Is that even Bill's handwriting? Is that Bill's handwriting?
I don't know what his handwriting looks like, actually.
Fair enough.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm just
going to flip. We're going on 4 years and I don't know what his handwriting looks like. That's how often people write, apparently.
There you go.
Yeah.
Speaking of couples and being together. Mm. Ooh, I'm making all kinds of noise in the background. Valentine's Day is 3 days from when this will release. 3 days, folks. 3 days to get your shit together if you're celebrating Valentine's Day.
Yeah. Word up, fellas.
Or ladies. Ladies. You doing anything for Valentine's Day?
No, it's a Friday, so we'll have time.
I wasn't sure. Yeah. So you and Bill will be saddled with child for Valentine's Day. I mean, I didn't know if like maybe you guys would go out or after he went to bed, maybe catch like a late movie or something. I don't know.
We can't really leave.
Okay. Well, I know his parents are here, so I didn't.
But no, I don't think we're doing anything on the actual day. I'd like to go for dinner or something, or maybe I'll make him dinner.
There you go.
Maybe something like that.
Get a fancy candlelit dinner after Tom goes to bed.
We could do that. Yeah.
Yeah, this is probably the first year in a while Jeff and I are actually even kind of doing anything. We usually don't celebrate the Valentine's Day because, you know, we're scroogey, curmudgeon-y, anti-commercial holiday people. But
right.
This year, we just said, yeah, to hell with it. And it kind of all started, I don't know if anybody out there watches Adventure Time, but there's an episode in season 4 called Card Wars where Finn and Jake play a card game that is very much like Magic the Gathering. And we've been saying for a long time, you know, wouldn't it be awesome if they made a Card Wars game, like either physical cards or do like...
I think I saw you posted that they made an Adventure Time card game.
Yeah, and since the way it is in the show, it you lay the cards down, and when you activate the cards, like it makes a hologram on the table of the characters. But, you know, we don't have that kind of technology right now to do that in real life. So they're, in addition to the physical card game, they're doing an iOS version that will be, you know, like the monsters actually fight each other.
Oh, that's cool.
Kind of thing. Yeah. So we're pretty excited about that. He pre-ordered the 2 packs of cards, which aren't going to be here for like another week after Valentine's Day. So that kind of sucks. But in addition to that, we're actually going to try to do dinner, maybe. I don't know, because everywhere is going to be busy. But turns out his friend Nate and Nate's girlfriend Elisa are also free on Valentine's Day, so the four of us might get together and do a double date for Valentine's Day dinner.
That sounds like fun.
I'm hoping it will be. I'd like to go to the Smiling Chameleon in Lewisburg, because... Oh, God, they make the guacamole at your table, and it's so good.
Sounds like a great...
It is, and they have like, a buttload of beers on tap. Have you been there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God, I love that place.
Yeah, we were there once with you guys, actually.
What's it with us? God, Jeff keeps telling me, like, all these times we've been there and all these people we've hung out with, and I'm like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, Sam came, too.
Sam, I remember that. Yeah. Okay, I remember when we went with Sam and like we sat near the door. Mm-hmm. We were like in the front window by the non-working cappuccino machine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, I remember that.
Yeah,
I don't remember going there. No, I do remember going there with Nate before, because it was after we saw Prometheus, which was also with Sam.
Mm-hmm.
But Jeff claims that the four of us went out to eat at the brew pub, and I don't fucking remember that, and I think he's full of shit.
The four of us?
Well, no, like, me and him and Nate and Elisa, and I'm just like, you're lying. I don't remember that. That never happened. Shut up.
Why would he lie to you?
I don't know. He tends to have a terrible memory, and now I feel awful. I'm like, no, if I didn't remember it, it didn't happen. You're making it up. My memory is not bad.
You won't admit it.
I will not. I will not admit anything.
My memory's getting pretty bad, and I know that. Mm. But it's okay. And that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Bill keeps telling me that he doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day, which is what he says about every single holiday ever.
I mean, I'm sure it's like, it's probably from a place of, don't go out of your way, but I'll still appreciate if you do something.
Right. I did tell him, though, I was walking by the orchids at Giant, and I walk by them, like, every day, and I'm just like, so just so you know, I sent him a text, I'm like, just so you know.
Watch out the ones that are vividly colored.
Right. Yeah, because they can die.
Because it's food coloring, it's not natural.
No, I know.
Which is sad, because I want, like, vivid blue orchids, but that would be very cool. But sorry, I like interrupted your story.
No, it's fine.
Texting Bill about orchids.
Yeah, I texted him and I was like, just so you know, if you're planning on getting me flowers.
This is what I want.
I don't want a bouquet. I'd like something that's a pot. Mm-hmm. Keep it for a long time.
Yeah.
I think that's more.
Yeah.
It reminds you then longer.
Yeah. And it's like, if you're going to spend that much money on a bouquet, get me something I can keep. Like, don't throw away on flowers that are going to die in like a week.
Right.
Give me a plant that, you know, depending on how I take care of it.
Right.
It could live 2 weeks.
Provided that I keep it alive.
oh, I had orchids before, and like I had one, it was going great, it was really strong, and then one of my ferrets got into the windowsill and knocked it down and broke the stem, and I'm like, no. I tried so hard, but it died. So Jeff got me a replacement, and that one I just couldn't keep alive. And it made me sad.
Yeah. Apparently, speaking of houseplants, Tom asked Bill 2 Fridays ago if he could cut the cactus. And Bill's like, yeah, sure, whatever. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Go ahead.
Oh, no.
Okay, so here's why Bill should stop telling him to go ahead if he doesn't know what he's talking about. Because apparently he went downstairs and grabbed the kitchen scissors and cut Bill's mom's aloe plant. All of them. All of the little leaf thingies.
No, no. Yeah,
off of the nicest looking one, too.
No, man.
I'm like, stop telling him that.
I mean, it'll grow back, but yeah, it's
she
just...
replanted it. And...
Oh, that's a bummer. Oh, speaking of replants, Jeff has that little ficus bonsai tree, and he finally got around to repotting it like 2 weeks ago, and now like all the leaves are wilting.
Oh no.
Yeah, and it's just, there hasn't been enough sunlight lately. It's been so overcast and shitty and snowy, and like he repotted it and it's not getting enough light, and
you could get like a bulb.
Yeah, that's what I said. Like, we could easily get, like, a UV bulb.
Oh, yeah.
He's got it at work in, like, a window that I guess faces the right direction or whatever. And I'm not sure what kind of exposure a ficus needs.
I have no idea. I have no idea either. I have a juniper tree in the bathroom. It's the one that's above the toilet. I really hope, because I've read about them, and I really, really like it. And it was doing really good, but it told... It is supposed to go through a hibernation state.
Right.
So I really hope that's what it's doing. And it's not dead. But I'm like, do I just not water it? Or do I water it? Or do I water it sometimes?
Talking to Jeff, he almost got a juniper when he was searching for bonsai trees. But apparently they're kind of hard to keep alive because of like the juniper tree's like natural climate. It has to be like... a solid 40 degrees for like 3 months a year. Yeah, apparently they're really finicky, but they are like the traditional bonsai tree with like, you know, the short needles and shit. Right. And I don't know. I mean, I think that tree looks fine.
Okay, cool.
I don't know much about trees.
I don't know.
Maybe
either.
Maybe don't
like
go by
my,
me.
I like my spider plant. I forget to water it, and it's just like I'm fine.
It's cool. I'm a spider plant.
I'm okay. Same thing with the snake plant. It's just like meh. It's cool.
Spider plant, snake plant. I used to have a snake plant when I was a kid. It was in, I got it for like a holiday. It was in like a little mug or something.
Yeah, mine's like pretty big now. I actually got it off of my mom. Every now and then I'll go to my mom's house and be like, so, need anything that needs repotted? Can I have anything? Because the only plants that I can keep alive are plants that came from her house. Everything else just dies.
Yeah, I can't even keep plants because, one, four-year-old.
Right.
Two, three fucking cats. Like, I can't. They'll either dig it out or knock it over.
I'm just determined. I'm just like, I will have trees.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd like to have houseplants.
And I planted three rose bushes last year. So I really hope that those come back up.
They probably will. They seemed okay.
Yeah, they were doing pretty good. And the one even had a rose already last year.
Oh, shit.
Which was extremely surprising. I got a pink one already. Yeah, one's pink, one's red, and then one is supposed to be almost black.
Like a dark purple?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
So, we'll see how well that turns out. I know it took my mom's rose bushes like 20 years to
get
beautiful, but...
I don't have that kind of patience.
I don't either. Just plant it where it's supposed to go and be like, I hope you grow. Here's some Miracle-Gro.
Yeah, have some Miracle-Gro.
Have some shit.
This summer, or spring, preferably, because it won't be as goddamn hot.
Oh, yeah.
I want to, like, invite Jeff's parents over, like, pawn Morgan off on his mom, and then have, like, me, him, and his dad take out a bunch of the smaller trees in our yard.
Right.
So that we can get some fucking sunlight, so I can just have a goddamn garden for once.
Yeah.
I'm sick of all the shade. And also, like, you've been out in our yard. We don't really get, like, grass. Our yard is all, like, short plants.
Yeah, there is no grass.
Not much. There are some areas that get grass because they get a lot of sun, and it's, since our yard is so freaking gigantic, we don't mow it as often as we should, and it's fun to just, like, take the dog out for a walk and throw the ball and watch her hop through the tall grass like a rabbit. It's awesome. It's hilarious. You ever see, like, Jack Russells jumping?
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's great.
Oh yeah,
I love that. And her little ears perk all the way up. Like, I love you when you're like this. I don't want to mow the grass ever again.
I wouldn't want to mow your freaking yard.
No, it takes like 2 hours. Jeff claims it takes 4, but I think he's full of crap. Because he has mowed the entire lawn before. But I could see where he's getting 4 hours, because he used to mow, before we moved in, he would mow the property for his dad for money. And he would mow, I don't know if you know, we have, well, it's not ours. It's part of the property, but it's not like ours. It's part of like the garage's yard. But there's a huge, like, acre and a half lot out back of the garage and machine shop that's just, it's just grass.
Yeah.
Like, there's no, I think there is a tree, but that, like, marks the edge of the property.
Right.
But, so, I mean, if he's including that in mowing, yeah, I could see maybe closer to 4 hours, but
yeah.
It takes like an hour and a half, 2 hours, providing you don't hit any large sticks or stumps on the mower. Because if you let the grass go too long, stuff hides and then,
yeah,
breaks the mower.
That sounds awful.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's at least it's a riding mower, you know.
Oh, well, yeah. We have a push mower. Bill's mom normally does it.
Yeah, you guys don't have... You have a reasonable size lawn.
Yeah, it's decent. It's decent sized. It makes it a lot smaller because we have a huge garden in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have, like, the sand mound, so that's...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Takes up a lot of space.
Is that swing set on your property? Is that yours?
The one that we just moved over?
Yeah, the one that's, like, behind the giant mound. I don't even know where I'm pointing.
Oh, the swing set.
Yeah, there's, like... What am I looking at? Yeah, no, I think...
Not the little blue thing. Is that what you're talking about? It was blue. It was beside our clothesline.
Where's your clothesline?
You pass it when you walk through the yard.
Okay, it's maybe
on this side of the
sand. It's definitely like, because there's the fenced in dog area, and then there's the sand mound, and then there was like it looks like a swing set or something.
Oh, okay,
behind it.
Yeah, if it's blue.
I have no idea.
I think that's what you're talking about. That's what they're going to use for the chicken coop. They're turning that into a thing for the chicken coop.
Hmm. I forgot you guys were getting chickens. That's exciting.
I'm pretty excited.
You guys are getting chickens. Lauren's looking at getting bees. I'm going to be fucking set.
Yeah.
I want my own chickens and bees, but I can live vicariously.
Yeah. And we may be getting a goat. We're not
sure. Yeah, I heard about that.
I'm pretty
excited. That sounds exciting. I know you guys talked to, or it was at least mentioned by John, that he knows someone who can hook you up with goats.
But, I know. I put it on Facebook, and within like an hour, I got like 4 people that were like, we got a goat.
Yeah. There is, like, very close to here, the Hummel Farm. Sometimes they have goats for sale.
I saw that, yeah.
So, I mean, that's local. You don't have to have a goat in the car for like 2 hours.
I don't care having a goat in the car. I'm planning on raising it like a dog anyway.
Yeah, I know. God, I can't spell goats. GOATS.
Yep.
If I don't take notes now, I'll go to do the blog post on Monday and be like, the fuck did we even talk about? That happens to me all the time.
I would never remember.
Yeah, so notepad.
It's a pretty ingenious idea. I like how Jeff started doing it now, too.
Yeah, right? He stole my idea.
It was like, oh, God, she's so smart. Let's do what she does.
I am smart. I got real ingenuitive today. And I wasn't using it anymore. We had a Lazy Susan for our spices in the kitchen, and I put it up because Morgan got to the height where she was like taking the spices and like playing with them, and there would be like a pile of parsley on the floor. So I put the spices in a cabinet, put the Lazy Susan on top of the fridge, and forgot about it for a while. And somehow the Lazy Susan fell down between the fridge and that big like cabinet area where our dishwasher and our oven are. Ooh. And it's been slowly just creeping down further and further mm-hmm. between the fridge and the cabinet. I'm like, I gotta get that out of there. Gotta get that out of there. So today I was like, I'm gonna get that out. What am I gonna do to get that out? I was like, rope. I need some rope, because I couldn't like reach in, and there's no way I am moving a refrigerator even like an inch.
Yeah, that's not happening.
No, not at all. So I was like, I need some rope. I don't think we have any rope. I just cut a piece of coax cable out of the sunroom yesterday because there's no TV out there, so we didn't need it, and I couldn't push it down through the floor. So I just fucking cut it off because I was sick of having like 6 feet of coax cable just going all willy-nilly all the time.
Right.
So I cut it off, and I was like, is that still on the deck? Did Jeff take the trash down? So I opened the back door, and I'm like, yes, it's still there. So I got it down behind the Lazy Susan. I'm like, oh, shit. How do I bring it back out?
Right.
So I'm like, all right, what do we got that's skinny? What do we got that's skinny? I was like, barbecue tongs. Nope, that's too fat. So we've got a bunch of forked telescoping marshmallow roasting sticks.
Oh yeah.
So I extended the stick. I put it in so that the piece of cable was between the tongs. I twisted it, pulled it out, yanked the cord. Lazy Susan came out.
That is sweet.
I was like, I'm a fucking genius. Cleaned it up, put it on the counter, because like the cabinet above the stove where I had the spices was getting too full of stuff, because that's also like one half was spices and the other half was like where we keep things like the box dry goods, like mm-hmm. pastas and instant mashed potatoes and bags of like egg noodles and shit. And I was like, I'm running out of room up there. It's gonna fall on me. There's gonna be an avalanche sometime when I've got like the stove on.
Right.
So I cleared all that shit out. Now I've got more space, but there's less space on my counter. But I don't really use that area of the counter anyway. That you shit just usually ends up getting stacked there. So, yay! And hopefully Morgan doesn't play with the spices and leave giant piles of spice on the floor.
Children,
children.
Why don't I have any? Because of that.
It's fine. I am not going to judge your lack of children.
No.
I'm not going to be the one to tell you, oh, you'll change your mind. Or, you know, if you're undecided, just do it. Because don't. If you're undecided, absolutely do not have children. Unless you're 100% like, I want to have a child. Don't do it. Don't.
Mm-mm. You should also probably have very good birth control.
Yeah.
So you don't.
Yeah, speaking of, I've been seeing a lot lately that the national abortion rate has been going down, and that could, should be on silent.
Whoopsie. I did see that, yeah.
Yeah, and they're not sure if it's because with all the clinics being closed, like in the Midwest, if that's like because of illegal abortions happening, or if it's because of the rollout of Obamacare covering birth control, like women are on birth control, so they're not getting pregnant to begin with.
Right.
They're only going by the statistic of this is how many reported legal abortions we have at hospitals and at specified clinics mm-hmm. and whatnot.
So. Hey, because there's no way of telling like how many illegal ones are going on.
No, not at all. But so, I mean, hopefully it's because of the birth control and there's less unwanted pregnancies to begin with. I'm gonna stick to that.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with that one too. That one would make me much happier.
Yes, yes, me too. Because, God, there is nothing more terrifying than the thought of an illegal abortion.
Yeah. That doesn't sound good. Oh, even like an actual legal one is kind of terrifying. In and of itself, I couldn't imagine like having one in like someone's house.
Yeah,
with a fork.
Yeah. Even or something. Yeah, even in the clinic setting, I can vouch it's it's a terrifying experience. It's not something I hope I ever have to go through again.
Right. Yeah, that's not good.
No. But it was funny because the nurse who was doing the blood testing was like uber pregnant, and I'm just like, this is kind of ironic. But I'm a big wuss when it comes to having my blood taken because I'm just like blood.
Oh yeah, same.
Hypodermic needles. So I was like, is there anywhere I can go to like lie down so you can take my blood? She's like, oh. Well, I could lie you down on an exam table, but there's no way I'm going to be able to get you back up. So just sit at this desk and I'll prick your finger. And I'm like, if you can prick my finger and get enough blood, why the hell do you need to take a whole tube? I didn't you ask bitch. Her that. But I was just like, this is... They just really needed it for your blood type.
What do you need a tube for?
Right? I was like, this is bullshit.
Oh, what the hell? Well, it's just like with the iron test when you have, when you're giving blood,
mm-hmm.
sometimes they'll do like an iron test,
mm-hmm.
and that's only just a little prick.
Yeah. Giving blood, though, they still take a tube because they have to like run it for diseases.
Right, right. But, yeah. A lot of times they'll just do the iron one for me because a lot of times my iron is too low.
Yeah.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
I haven't given blood in a very long time, though.
I've never done it, because I'm like, I wouldn't be able to. I would pass out on the table, mm-hmm. and they would have to just, like, rip it out right away. And
mm-hmm. I think I've done it 3 times.
Shit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I don't... Were you... Oh, God, I can't remember if you were dating Bill yet or not, but it was, We went down to the Renaissance Fair, and it was, like, the second weekend... And it was like and Bill and Allie. And it was if you gave blood, you either got in for free, or if you had bought an advance ticket, they would refund your advance ticket.
I do. Yeah, I remember that.
Bill and Jeff decided to give blood, and it ended up being like one of the hottest days in August. And like... Bill almost died.
I was gonna say, didn't he wear like a towel on his head like the entire day?
That may have been when we went for the Celtic Fling.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm pretty sure that's when we took Morgan.
Yeah.
Because I think it was like Morgan and Isaac and Bill.
I think
and
like
Jeff
the first 2 times that you guys went with Bill when we were dating, like I couldn't go because my boss was a bitch and wouldn't give me off work.
I wasn't sure if you were dating then or not, but yeah, it was dating. Yeah, Bill and Jeff almost died, and Jeff took fucking super long because I think that was the first time he did a double red donation, and like that takes like twice as long.
What is that?
It's where they hook you up in each arm to a machine. One arm takes your blood out, filters it through the machine. And takes out just all of the red blood. Like, it goes into it, spins in a centrifuge, and then the other side, all of your platelets and, like, white blood cells and shit come back out and get put back into your body.
Huh.
Yeah, so it just, it's a double red blood cell donation. So they take twice as much red blood as they do, like, plasma.
Right.
Yeah,
I'm good. Not into that.
Yeah, you have to. I don't know if you'd be eligible, because like it is it's much stricter requirements than even just giving regular blood. Like you mm-hmm. have to have much more substantial weight. I think you have to be at least like 150 and like a certain height. I don't even remember. I'm probably like way off, and somebody's gonna be like, "That's not right. I've given double red before. You're wrong." Whatever. I'm not claiming to know everything.
We don't know. Yeah. We don't know.
Yeah.
You know me.
Because, like, if you're someone like me who is, like, on the borderline of, like, healthy weight and on the borderline of anemia, you can't give double red because you'll probably go into, like, an anemic shock kind of thing.
You won't make it.
Yeah. No, there's no way. I would die if I tried to give double red.
I've thought about donating, like, plasma and eggs and things like that just for money.
Oh, God.
But then I'm like, nah, now I'm good.
I looked into donating eggs before, and it is...
Oh, I know.
It is a process.
I know, and it's painful, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, you do get a decent chunk of money. I think you get, like, $3,000 every time you donate, but it's, like, it is way different from, like, sperm donation.
Right.
Like, you have to, you have to go through, like, all these health screenings, and then I think they have to take, like, sample eggs to check, and...
Ugh. I heard on the radio, though, also, that they don't really... There's not too many people wanting ginger babies. Oh, which is true. Kind of sad.
That's sad.
I know, right? Most people want, like, blonde hair or brunette. I'm like, that's boring. Anybody want a ginger baby?
Well, I'm sure there are some people out there that just don't really care. They're going to look more at the...
Right.
Your health profile than...
Yeah. A lot of people, too, are looking for professors and
that's
more
true.
Intelligent people and things like that.
I mean, not that you're not smart, but they're looking for people they're not with, looking, like, PhDs.
Yeah, they're not
stuff.
Looking for, like, a dog groomer who hasn't
yeah.
done much with their
and
life.
I mean, I get it. If I was in a position, I would want to pick, like, the smartest either sperm or and or egg donor I possibly could.
Yeah.
That would be weird to carry, like, a child for yourself with donated sperm and donated eggs.
Yeah.
Like, carrying someone else's child. I don't know. That's seems like a roundabout way for adoption.
Yeah. You know? I don't know. Like, I guess you feel more attached to the child because you gave birth to it and carried it.
Yeah. But genetically, it's not even kind of yours.
Yeah. Yeah, might as well just adopt the kid. at that point.
Adoption's expensive.
Well, how much do you think the sperm and the eggs
I have no idea.
Anyway?
I've never been in a position where I've had to look that up.
Oh, no.
Actually,
I don't think... Honestly, I mean, in my personal opinion, I would think that insurance companies would offer, like, adoption as an option... to having a child, because once you pay for medical bills and everything for the pregnant wife or the pregnant person,
it's still like having a child isn't like a medical necessity. So I mean, it's not like a life or death kind of situation where like I need to have a kid or I'm going to die,
right?
So yeah, I think it's gonna be a while, but yeah, last I looked, it was like even domestic adoption is like $50,000.
Holy crap.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't even imagine what like international is.
So what, like nobody can afford that?
It's...
Why do they make it like that though?
I don't know.
Why is it so expensive?
It's...
Because you'd think like it would be cheaper so that way...
Yeah, I think it's part of like it's a shitload of paperwork.
Mm-hmm.
So part of, and I could be wrong with the $50,000 figure, it may be lower, but yeah, it's all that paperwork has to be processed by somebody. So, you know, those people need to be paid for all the processing they do. And then, you know, finding parents and shit. And that's like going through channels, not like getting yourself set up with someone, like being a foster parent and then adopting that child. I think that's a little different, but I don't know. Either way, kids are expensive. It's just adoption. You need to have that money up front instead of, like, over a period of years.
Yeah. But you're going to end up putting that money into the child anyway because you do still have to raise it.
Yeah. That's kids not, are not
yeah,
cheap.
That just doesn't make sense to me.
Mm-mm.
Like, you'd think if, like, there is a problem where kids do need to be adopted and kids are in foster care.
Yeah, one thing...
It'd be more accessible.
I understand, but at the same time, I don't, is that, a lot of international adoption, it's like it's so strict, like it's so hard to get kids from a lot of other countries that are still like that are overpopulated and still having to run like orphanages because there's just nowhere else to put these kids. Like it is so hard to adopt kids from there. And like on one hand, I'm like, well, shouldn't you just make the adoption process easier? So like get these kids out so that they can get homes. But at the same time, it's just like, I get why it's that hard, because I'm sure there are just total jerks out there that would just, you know, adopt kids for slavery or trade them into slavery, right, if it was any easier.
Yeah, like, I understand you have to go into background checks and mm-hmm. things like that. Like, it's a big, like, process.
My friend's daughter was looking into adopting a kid from China, because they're pretty notorious for, you know, overpopulation, you know, crappy orphanages, right, and things. But you cannot be a single parent to adopt. You have to be in a relationship with your partner, I think, for at least 5 years. And I think you may even have to have been married for 5 years. Hmm. And it can't be your second marriage. It has to be your first. Because, like, they need to know that this kid is going to, like, a stable home. That, you know... And I don't know why a single parent can't be a stable home, but...
Especially since that's kind of becoming the norm.
Yeah, totally. But, so, she wasn't able to adopt because she and her boyfriend have been together for 7 years, but her boyfriend was married before.
That sucks. Yeah.
So that ruled out China, which, I mean, I really feel like they should drop that. But, I mean, they have their reasons, you know?
Right.
It's really loud. No, we've only been recording for, like, 35 minutes. 36. What you doing?
I was looking up adoption costs.
Oh, nice.
I thought it would be relevant.
Yeah, it kind of is. Where'd you get your iPad case?
Amazon.
Huh. So, anybody out there, if you have an iPad and you need a case for it, go to the Popular Outcast website, click on that purple Amazon banner if you've cleared your cookies or are in incognito mode, and get yourself a fancy iPad cover. This one is, it looks to be leather. Ish,
fake leather.
Fake leather? Oh.
I don't have real leather. It's a spec case.
Spec. Very nice. It's red, and it looks like it's got the back of it is like a hard plastic shell. Mm-hmm. Neat.
Yeah.
So.
There's a little stand thingy on it.
If you want a red spec brand iPad case.
I think it was less than $20.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. So less than $20, and you can help out the Popular Outcasts. You know how it goes. You don't pay any more. We get just a smidgen of what you spend so that we can put that towards, you know, server costs, you know, maintaining the website, making sure we have working equipment in the studio.
Huh.
I don't know where I was going.
So placing a baby for adoption doesn't cost any money.
Placing, no.
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 That's interesting. Costs for adoption, and this is from adoptionhelp.org. Costs for adoption vary widely from $0 to $30,000, depending on the type of adoption pursued.
There you go. Okay, so I was overestimating a little with 50.
Yeah, but if you want to adopt a newborn
mm-hmm.
through a nonprofit agency, it will generally cost between $10,000 to $25,000, and attorney adoption,
yes,
of newborns generally run from 20 to 30.
Yes, that's probably where I was getting the larger figure. I was forgetting the whole, like, the legal aspect where you and or the parent giving the child up should have legal representation so that, you know, the right. parent can't claim, the yeah. biological parent can't claim custody.
Yeah, because you don't want, you know, you're adopting a child and then...
Yeah, and with the whole... open adoption versus closed adoption, you know, depending on what you guys settle on, you want to make sure that it stays that way. Like, if the parent's just like, you know, you can have this kid, I don't want any contacts, it's fine, I'll just give it to you, this is hard enough, or like, you know, I can't have a kid right now, but I still want to be active in their life, let's have an open adoption, you know, you mm-hmm. keep me updated with, you know, like, birthdays and milestones and shit like that. God, I have this horrible problem of, like, talking to the point where I'm out of breath, and then, like, I don't want to be like, right into the microphone.
That would be terrible.
Yeah. You guys don't want to hear that.
I got a hair on my microphone that was like tickling my chin. And I was like, where did this even come from?
Animals. Yeah.
Well, of course, animals. They're freaking everywhere. Because
there's so many in this house.
Apparently, you can adopt if you're single.
In the U.S. If you're
can adopting a domestically. Dog prevent me from adopting?
I could see that.
Yeah. If you are not a resident and not married.
Well, that's kind of a given.
You cannot, no.
It's like, no, I don't want to be a U.S. citizen. I'm just going to take all your children and then fuck off.
Yeah.
No, that's not going to happen.
That's crazy. I can't believe like people want babies so bad.
Well, they're...
I understand, like, okay, I understand.
There are some people out there that, you know, that just do genuinely really love children and, you know, for whatever reasons can't have them. If, you know, it's a...
I don't get it.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm kidding. No, I get it. No, I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with this.
Did you see, I don't remember where it was, but there was a study on a woman who, not a study, what am I even saying?
Just an article?
There was an article that I read about a woman who actually did just drop off her baby at the fire station.
Mm-hmm.
And I was amazed at all the people who commented underneath that, like, how could a mother do this? And they're, like, looking for the mother to... try to find them to press charges, and I'm just like, you cannot do that. You can legally drop off a child at a police station, a fire station, or an emergency room.
I didn't know that police and fire stations were acceptable. I knew hospitals were, like, they keep like a bassinet in emergency rooms, mm-hmm. where you just, like, you go up and you drop off a baby, no questions asked. They do ask that you fill out like a little bit of paperwork just so that they have like a medical history for the baby. But yeah, I didn't know that like you could do that at a police station or a fire station.
Maybe you can't. I don't know. I feel like it's an old thing.
Maybe.
Maybe it's one of the things that you used to be able to do.
I could see it being like a legit place to do that kind of thing.
But regardless, she dropped it off and everybody's like, how the hell could she do this and blah blah blah, and I'm just like, but
some people just aren't ready to be parents.
That's what you do when you can't have a child. At least she didn't leave it like somewhere where somebody wouldn't find it.
Yeah.
And left it in like a dumpster or something.
Yeah, she left it somewhere where she felt it would be safe.
Yeah, like
somewhere where there's always people.
Can you leave this fucking woman alone? Like, Jesus, like, what the
yeah.
Oh,
I know. Someone I know worked for a time at they did an internship at the evangelical hospital in their office. They had to go through the emergency room to get to their office, and it was mentioned that they had one of those like cradle things. Apparently it's a recent thing that they've put up the no questions asked.
Yeah.
Baby stations. Apparently in the X amount of years since it had been there, like, nobody had ever, like, left a baby. Like, it had never been used until that summer when this girl had her internship there. It was the first time somebody had dropped off a baby, and apparently, like, she had the baby by herself at home. And, like, didn't even stick around for any, like, post-birth checkup or anything. She just, like, you know, dropped off the baby, did a little bit of paperwork, and just left.
Oh, my God.
And they're like, ma'am, you should really come in and let us check you out and make sure, you know, you're okay to make sure, you know, the birth went all right. And she's like, no, I have to leave. I have to go. I have to go now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's got to be hard, man. I couldn't imagine.
That's freaking awful.
Yeah, and apparently, like, it affected, like, everybody who was mm-hmm. working that day.
Oh, okay. Here's six different places that you can drop them off.
Okay.
They're called safe havens.
Yes.
Determine if your baby falls within the proper ages. They range from 3 days to 1 year. And that depends on state.
Mm.
The places where that you can legally drop them off vary from state to state.
Yeah. So maybe that was a thing. Maybe she came from a state where it was fine to drop it off at a fire station, mm-hmm. but like,
yeah.
It's not where she's living now.
Yeah, most states have designated police and fire stations as safe haven locations. They must, although it must be left with an on-duty employee.
Mm-hmm.
Any hospital, churches.
Huh.
Medical centers.
Mm-hmm.
Adoption agencies.
Mm-hmm.
Welfare agencies.
That makes sense.
And a handful of states allow a parent to call 911 and relinquish a baby to an emergency medical technician.
Oh, God.
Or a 911 responder.
God, having my own kid, like, going through the pregnancy and the birth, like, I can't imagine doing mm-hmm. that. Like, that would be, like, the hardest decision in the world.
Oh, God, yeah.
Ugh. I don't want to think about it, man. It's gonna mess me up. Getting messed up just thinking about it.
That's nuts.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm glad that this is an option for women out there who, for whatever reason, decided to carry, or, you know, were forced to carry full term. So
I actually had a story came from my mom. It was somebody that she worked with or knew, I'm not really sure how, but it was a couple that she had known, and the man and the wife were from I think the guy was from here, but the wife was from the Middle East.
Mm.
I'm not entirely sure where. And she went overseas to visit her family, and she went without her husband.
Hmm.
And the one night, her and all of her friends went out and went drinking, and she was raped.
Oh, God.
And she had gotten pregnant.
Oh, Jesus.
And apparently her husband couldn't have children, and she actually did want to have children.
Oh, man.
Which they did end up having the child then.
Did they keep it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's...
I mean, it was a good...
Yeah, it's
a awful. Happy ending to an awful situation. Yeah. But the part that really surprised me was that she was afraid to tell her husband, and for a little while, her husband was actually mad at her mm-hmm. because he thought that she had cheated on him.
Mm.
And I'm just like,
I
what the fuck?
Different cultures, like, yeah. Just the way sex in general is viewed around the world is, yeah. you know, it's very different than, yeah. ugh, man.
I know. I was just like, I'm pretty sure the first thing that I would have told my husband yeah. would have been, hey.
Well, I'm sure she felt so embarrassed.
Yeah.
God, like, because it's, regardless, like, of what culture you come from, it always, you know, falls to the victim, like, somehow this was my fault.
Right.
Like, I brought this on myself.
Yeah. And that's the unfortunate thing about, like, society is, like, we're pretty much raising people to be, like, think that it's the woman's fault.
Yeah.
Absolutely is not. Yeah. Instead of teaching people that, hey, just don't rape people.
Yeah, instead of, you know, teaching women, don't get drunk, dress more modestly. You know, why don't we tell, you know, dudes, hey, how about you don't rape?
Yeah.
How about that? Because you know what? Drinking doesn't cause rape. Short skirts don't cause rape.
Nope.
Being naked somewhere doesn't cause rape. You know what causes rape? rapists.
Yep. Men who think that rape is okay.
Yeah.
Like, that like, is a fucking thing to do.
I took her out to dinner and did this and that, and she owes me.
Yeah. No, she doesn't.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't owe you anything.
Yeah. Nope. Here's the thing. Being nice to someone doesn't mean that you're entitled to receive whatever you want from them Mm-mm. in return.
That does not mean that, no.
No. And it's a surprising trend. Like, they've been polling high school students and stuff, and it's not using the word rape or, like, sexual assault, but, like, wording questions like, if you took a date out to dinner and a movie or whatever, and you paid for the entire evening, would you be angry if your date didn't give you some kind of sexual gratification in return? Or do you think your date should give you some kind of sexual gratification in return? And almost all of them answered yes. Like, even the girls.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Like, because it was also posed, like, if somebody takes you out and pays for the whole evening, do you think you owe them some kind of sexual gratification?
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it was very much almost across the board. It was yes.
No. Uh-uh.
No, that's the thing. Somebody takes you out, you
don't owe them anything.
No, no, you don't.
And you shouldn't expect anything. You should be happy to be in their company
mm-hmm.
and be happy to have a nice time.
Yeah.
Isn't the nice time where the movie and the dinner and the... What happened to that? And then you go home. Oh, excuse me. You go home and...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Fuck. And it kind of builds off of the thing. I don't know if anybody out there has been listening to Jeff in Motion lately, but he's been touching on the nice guy thing.
Right.
Like, oh, I'm such a nice guy, and how, like, if you don't give a nice guy what he wants right away, he will fucking turn on you and be like, well, I was nice to you, so, you know, you owe me things. And it's like, no. I don't owe you shit for treating me like a human being.
Yeah.
God, there was,
I hate that argument, too.
Oh, my God, seriously. It's like, no, like, I was nice to you. I let you cry on my shoulder when you and your boyfriend broke up, so that means I get to be your boyfriend now. It's like, no, that doesn't work.
That's
you
not
know?
How that works, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand the whole, I need to expect things out of other people.
No.
How about we just treat each other like human
beings?
The
only thing I expect, but I mean, not really, is just to be treated like a person. Like, I expect respect or empathy from fellow human beings. I don't expect, you know, their money mm-hmm. or, you know, I... Whatever.
Oh, God. Yeah. Forget what I was gonna say. Shit.
Because along with the can't write. Along with the nice guys thing, I watched this video. This girl she has a dating profile up on like OkCupid or one of those sites, you know, and she decided to show. One of these, how these nice guys react mm-hmm. to things. And so she puts up her profile. She gets a message from this guy that's like, oh, hey, you know, I saw your picture. I think you're really pretty. And like, he talks about some of her interests and stuff. And it's like, hey, you know, message me back sometime if you want to talk. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't message him back because... You know, just because you send me a message doesn't mean I owe you one back. You know, if I'm not interested in talking to you, I'm not interested in talking to you. Mm-hmm. So, a little, like, maybe a few hours or a day or so later, she changes her profile picture, and the guy notices and messages her. It's like, hey, you know, I saw you change your profile picture, which means you are on here, and you probably read my last message, and you didn't respond, and I think that's kind of rude. So you really need to reply to me, blah, 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 blah.
And she just has this, like, on her laptop, she's filming herself, like, reacting to this. Like, she's not saying a word. She's just letting her computer read it out loud. And she doesn't respond to that. And almost immediately, like, after the guy sends that message, is like, well, you know what? Fuck you. You're a bitch. You're ugly anyway. I can tell by your pictures that you're fat. So, I mean, of course you're on a dating website. And it's just saying all this nasty shit to her. And she's just sitting there with the, like, what the fuck face. And it's just like, that's how it goes. Like, ew.
There was this guy that messaged me one time, and we went to high school with him, and Kelsey sent me a picture this morning of this conversation that the guy had sent her. It was the same person. And it said, it was like, hey, hello, hi, what's it doing? Hey, what's up? Hi. Like, right after each other.
Mm-hmm.
And then it said, I really like your red hair. Hi, hello. And then Kelsey just wrote, no. Or just like, yes. Good for you, sweetheart.
I'm surprised she hasn't gotten just this massive blow up back from him yet.
I'm waiting for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I...
Like, I went out of my way to talk to you. You're not that attractive. Blah, blah, blah.
I fucking hate that. I had this one guy messaging me for, like, ever. And, like, I didn't even know him. Like, he was this guy. I was like, I'm sorry. Do I even know you? Like, I don't want to be rude if I might know you. We might have met, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just like, no, we don't know each other. And I was like,
why are you talking to me?
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, okay, so what do you want?
What do you want from me?
What do you want? I was like, if I don't know you, then what the fuck do you want? And he was just like, oh, well, I mean, I know your bro. I was like, I believe you know my brother? Is that what you mean by bro? Because I don't really use bro.
What's up, bro?
Yeah. And I was like, okay, so you clearly cannot type. And I said this to him. I was like, you clearly don't know how to hold a conversation.
We are in an age where almost every single phone has a full keyboard. There is
no...
For
the love of God, type the whole word.
Seriously, there is no reason you need to use abbreviated words like the letter U for you or R for the word R.
He would like K-N-O or U as in the letter U. And
oh my God.
I'm like... Dude, you need to learn how to fucking type or we cannot have a conversation. Like, I am a very nice, patient person, but if you cannot type properly, this is not going to happen.
Like, I could understand. Like, sometimes I will miss a letter when I'm typing something and I'm like, nah, they know what I meant.
Yeah, they got it. But I'm like, I don't want to have to decipher.
Oh my God, seriously.
What you're trying to say.
No, no.
So he just kept going, and eventually he was like, well, okay. And then he started typing correctly and was like, oh, I'm sorry, and blah, blah, blah.
I've just been like, ugh, block. I'm just done with this.
Oh, I'm so tired of you. I'm like, dude, I am so fucking busy. Like, I don't have time for your bullshit. Would you just say, okay, when you message somebody, you should probably go, hey, my name is so-and-so. I saw your picture, and I thought you looked like a great person to talk to. And here's blah, 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 and blah, 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 blah.
State.
Tell me what you want.
Your intent.
Tell me what you want.
If I don't know you, you need to
I
be
don't
like,
have
hey, I don't know you.
I don't have time for a hey.
Yeah, it's just like...
don't send me a hey.
No.
So eventually I just ended up blocking him because I was just like, oh my God, go away.
Yeah.
I don't know who the hell you are. I don't know what the fuck you want. You need to go away. And that's happened like several times. And I'm just like, I'm not even single. Like, it doesn't say on my... Don't bother me, okay?
Yeah,
I know what
right.
you want. I am not dumb. I know exactly what you want. And I want nothing to do with it.
I am so glad that Facebook added the feature of if you don't at least have one friend in common, it costs them to send a message to you.
Oh my God, that's awesome.
Yes. So now I'm just like, it is, I haven't checked my spam folder lately, but I'm sure it's probably like empty.
Yeah, mine's probably empty too. Oh, the leather's coming off.
Oh no.
My iPad case.
Shh. I just promoted that. Don't tell people it's falling apart.
No, I've had it for a couple years.
All right.
So that's okay. I'll glow it back on. Shit. But yeah, like, fucking guy is thinking that I need to respond to you.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're on Facebook already, hop over to my relationship status.
Yeah, it's like,
see that I've been in a relationship with somebody for 4 years.
At least look at my profile before you start like talking to me and asking me questions. And it's just like, you can find that out by looking at my shit. Don't ask me stupid shit. That's
my shit's up there.
Clearly in public view.
You can see it.
Yeah, like,
it's not private.
I restricted my privacy a little bit. I don't remember why, but it is set up so that only like friends of friends can see my stuff now, and I think only friends can comment on my stuff now.
Only friends can comment on my stuff, and actually, if somebody posts something to my wall,
mm-hmm.
I have to okay it.
Yeah,
everything. I have to okay it.
Yeah, the timeline verification thing. Like, if anybody tags you in a post or in a picture. Yeah,
I really like that.
Because I got, like, I have a friend. Well, sort of. We don't... I've known this guy since I was a kid. Uh-huh. And he was, like, really active in, like, yearbook and whatnot. And every once in a while, he posts, like, just these awful pictures from, like, middle school. And I'm like, don't fucking tag me in this. Like,
want to be in that.
No, why are you even putting that on Facebook? Like, you're not even in this picture. You're the one that took the picture. Like,
that's weird.
Yeah, and I'm just like, I don't... Maybe you should ask the people who are in these pictures before you post them.
Yeah, not everybody, like, wants shit like that.
Yeah, though. Some people are fine with having their entire life on the internet for display, but I mean, I'm really not. You know, I have a podcast. And, you know, well, I have two podcasts and I talk about a lot of things, but it's like, I try to keep my personal life off the map as much as possible.
Right.
Like, you guys don't need to know every little thing about me.
No.
No.
We really don't.
No. Man.
My life is not that interesting anyway. It's really not.
Wake up, go to work, pet dogs, come home, go to bed.
That's about it.
Maybe a little television in there.
Oh, yeah. That's fun times.
So.
We made an episode.
We did. Without Lauren.
Aww.
Which I'm sure she'll listen to this later and we can say we...
Hi, Lauren.
We miss you.
We love you.
And hopefully it won't be crazy snowy next week when we record
and you can
be here. God, I'm not even looking forward to, like, going outside and seeing what the roads look like now. Because fuck... that hill between your house and my house, seriously.
Oh yeah,
the one where you have to make a left to go up it and, like, the road banks and then you have to make a right at the top of the hill where people right past the horse farm where people are always spinning off the road, and I'm just like,
that's a terrible road.
Do I just want to go out the other way and try to take the highway?
Yeah, but then the back road, the other back road,
well, if I go up past Long John Silver's, that road's typically not that bad, but...
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgot about that one.
Yeah, I'm not going up that one by fucking Kmart. Fuck that road when it's not snowing.
Oh, God, yeah. So. I've been taking the highway to work anyway.
Yeah. I don't know. But, yeah, we did an episode, so...
We did it!
We were kind of all over the place. We talked about Valentine's Day, and plants, and adoption, and goats, and nice guys, and Facebook... That was a well-rounded episode.
We got it all in there.
Yeah, so we will see you next week, hopefully with the lovely Lauren at our side. So until then.
All right, bye.
Have fun. Bye.